Hey, let's turn our attention to this game, the first game up today, down in Hobart, North Melbourne and Adelaide. So North Melbourne looking for their first win. They've lost their last 11, their second win of the season. They're looking forward today. They come up against the Crows, who have lost 6 out of their last 7. It's been another interesting week from a news point of view for North Melbourne. The news that Jeff Walsh back at the club in an advisory role, but we've been lucky enough to be joined by their ruck coach, Anthony Rocker. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Welcome.
Well, and we're happy to be with you too. Hey, just the week and the build-up, it doesn't seem you've been able to have a week without something in the news that's not quite on-field related. We've seen people come into clubs at all different times in all different capacities, whether it's a review or not a review, but how was the news received inside the footy department of Jeff Walsh coming back in an advisory role?
Oh, look, I know Jeff Walsh personally, been at Collingwood with him for many, many years. And look, the club has decided to go down that way and bring him in to do an internal review, which is, you know, we welcome any sort of review to try and help us to get better. So, yeah, we look forward to seeing him on Monday. You know, there's not much we can do about it. We just go about our business trying to make this team better to start with.
Anthony, it's a really good opportunity today. I think you've got nearly your best team in for the season. You'd be happy with the inclusions.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a few boys that have come in. You know, big McKay's come in, big Buckets has come in, Cam Zerha's come in, Tarryn Thomas has come in. So there's a bit of firepower that's come through. So we just got to try and get the ball inside 50 a little bit more than what we have been. So we provide those guys with a bit of opportunity.
And we've got to ask you about the good news story. So it's not fair to go with the more front page stuff rather than the back page stuff. The feel good story of the week has been, and we all have all seen the video now of Jackson Archer ringing up Dad to say that he's going to be playing his first game. The father son, father daughter, the family legacy that exists in our game. It's unique to any other. It is one of the most beautiful parts of the game, and that was a beautiful moment. And what a moment for the club, the shinboner of the century, son, about to make his debut. That's got to give everyone around the club a lift.
Absolutely. How beautiful was it? You know, Glenn Archer, everyone was renowned for Glenn Archer being the tough guy out in the field. And, you know, I played against him many, many times, and he was hard to play against. And, look, to see him in tears in that video is just... it's just a gentle reminder that sometimes things are a bit more than footy. You know, just the love for your kids and seeing them have an opportunity. And, you know, and that would have been Jackson's lifelong dream to play footy where his dad played. So it was a beautiful moment.
What sort of role can we expect from the young man, Anthony? What sort of player is he? He's got a lot to live up to if he's going to be anything like his dad. But what sort of player is he?
Yeah, he's a backman who just plays his role. He's tough like his dad. I know his dad was one of the toughest gun around, but he's got those attributes. He hates being beaten, and then he can show a little bit of dash with the ball in hand.
What are the threats that you're looking on the lookout for from Adelaide? We spoke to Nathan Van Berlo earlier, and everyone acknowledges how vigorous and how hungry Adelaide are around the footy. What are the threats and areas that you're on the lookout for from the Crows?
Yeah, that's definitely one of them, mate. The their inside stuff, their contested stuff inside is really good, but their ability to transition is something we really got to be on the lookout. So, but if we can get them going back the other way, there's opportunities for us to score.
And Nick Larkey's had a great record against the Crows. He's probably... you mentioned it earlier, you just haven't been able to get it inside 50, you know, as much as you would have liked. If you can get him some opportunities, you know, in 1v1 scenarios, the same with Zerha or a few others, but if you can get Larky isolated in different situations, he certainly poses a big threat for you guys as
he
well.
Does.
He might be able to kick a score.
He does. He sure does. You know, big Larks is, you know, he's got a great reach, and when he gets his hands on the ball, he... if they don't stick, they normally just come down to the front, and hopefully our littles can go to work and put some scoreboard pressure on.
Hey, Anthony, really appreciate you joining us. Big chance today to get your second win of the year. The good news is that they've only won once in 8 games down in Tassie and haven't won down there since 2005. So things are looking good, and we hope that it's a successful day for the footy club.
Fingers crossed, mate.